This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Government forces in two Mideast nations taking control of key cities. In Iraq, the army taking back Kirkuk, where officials are asking British Petroleum to develop an oil field. And Kurds have controlled the city since June of 2014. Just last month, they voted to secede from Iraq. Currently, the U.S. gives $1 billion in military support to Iraq. And meanwhile, Syrian troops won back control of Raqqa, defeating ISIS in the process. Here to discuss how these victories shape the U.S.'s strategy in the Middle East is author Brad Thor. So where do you think this is all, what is happening? I feel like President Trump deserves a moment for everybody to say, wow, you've done a lot in 9 months in order to get ISIS to this point, where, in fact, I think we have a map here that shows just how little land it has left. But in politics and in government, there's not that much time to celebrate victories because there are lots of problems on the horizon.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's do take that moment and congratulate President Trump. ISIS is dead. But for all intents and purposes, Raqqa was their capital. They don't have it anymore. They're gone. That doesn't mean they're not dangerous anymore and they can't mount further attacks, particularly as jihadists flee and go back to their Western nations. Mm-hmm. But this is a win for the president, and we all ought to be thankful. In Democrat and Republican alike, we all ought to be giving them a big round of applause and our incredible military and our partners in the region. So big deal. Now, the next issue we have is that, as you said, September 25th, 93% of the Kurds in northern Iraq voted for independence. This is a big problem for the United States because we've always encouraged the Iraqis not to use force against the Kurds and the Kurds not to break away. If we get behind the Kurds and we support them, as Israel has, that's going to drive Iraq further into the arms of Iran because you've got the Shias that are really in control in Iraq. It's going to be a big, big problem. But we really need more secular governments in the Middle East. We don't need more Islamists. So it is a really difficult balancing act the Trump administration and the State Department are going to have to do.
Yeah, Brad Thor putting it in perspective. Scott, could you imagine, would you want that job? I mean, you've got to watch everything. It's like a balloon filled with air. It's like if you push on the right side, that means the left's going to pop out. If you push on the left, the right. I mean, it is a very tentative situation where you're balancing all this. And, of course, along the way, the Kurds going independent and voting to secede from Iraq proper, this really complicates things because it's like what we were talking with Michael Rubin last week, the former Pentagon official, AEI fellow, American Enterprise Institute, is that are we setting ourselves up for, because it seems like with every civil war, somehow the United States ends up in the middle here. And because we've been supporting both sides. I mean, this is the problem with the Middle East, is that your friend, your ally one day can be your enemy the next. And meanwhile, you've given them guns and ammunition and training. And it's like, wow, this is a volatile, very tentative. This is where diplomats really earn, earn their livings, is going through all this, because this is one humongous headache. And, the other thing is, we talked with Greg Roman is, okay, what happens with ISIS? You say, well, they're dead. And the president's been saying, hey, they're dead. Well, we've heard before they're dead. But look at, these are the type of guys that you got to go out and really take out here, and you've got to pursue them. You just can't get them out of the area and say, okay, well, they're no longer in Raqqa, so we've won. Well, they live to fight another day and come and reconstitute themselves and fight in a different direction, because meanwhile, they've metastasized in Central America, the Philippines. I mean, they are spreading out there in other areas, so where they may have been chased out of the oil lands of Iraq, they're finding other places to live another day. So the pursuit has to continue against ISIS. It is not over. 5 minutes right now after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, what's that? Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know how much of a history buff that I am. And I especially love it when we have authors on the show to talk about history. And this next author, Rick Smolin, who we have with us, is the CEO of Against All Odds Productions, is a number one New York Times best-selling author with more than 5 million copies of his books in print, a former Time Life and National Geographic photographer. He's best known as the co-creator of Day in the Life book series, and he and his co-author, Jennifer Irwitt, have come together to present The Good Fight, America's Ongoing Struggle for Justice. Rick, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, nice to be here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Congratulations on this book. This is absolutely, I mean, you know, from a pictorial standpoint, and the way you laid out, it is stunning. It's breathtaking. You guys done an outstanding job. But that's not to overshadow the storyline here, and that is The Good Fight, America's Ongoing Struggle for Justice.
You know, I think I have the best job in the world. Every about 18 months, I get to invite a whole group of journalists, my heroes, my peers, some young journalists, and I send them off on these sort of crazy Mission Impossible assignments to look at the world of big data or at the global water crisis. And in the last year, it seems like the topic of conversation right now amongst all my friends, at least over dinners and whenever we run into each other, is, you know, what's happening in America? Who are we? What do we stand for? What do we believe in? And I just thought it would be interesting to look back over the last 100 years, to say to people, if you could take a time machine back, would you rather be African American or a woman or a Latino or Jewish or Muslim or disabled in 1917 or 2017? Mm-hmm. When you put it that way to people, most people say definitely today. We have lots of problems, but when you look back 100 years ago, it's really astounding how much progress we've made. And I just thought it would be useful, as we're looking at what's happening and picking up the paper and listening to the radio every morning, is to remember sort of how we got here.
Exactly.
And sort of what's at stake right now.
Well, my hope with what you've been able to do, and maybe that's your heart's desire as well here, Rick, is that this will go a long way in addressing this issue. Social justice is very complex, and it depends from where you come. You know, if you're Muslim, if you're a black, Hispanic, your worldview is going to have an effect on how you perceive justice. I mean, to the point, we saw this yesterday with NFL commissioner or director Roger Goodell, and how he tried to translate what the football players were feeling. And he seemed hard-pressed to be able to articulate, after 2 days of meeting with these football players, what they were you know, what they're objecting to. What's the point of this resistance and this demonstration that they've thrust upon the American people?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Over time, when you look back over history and you see people like Muhammad Ali refusing to go to the Vietnam War, right, or Rosa Parks, you know, insisting that she should have a place on the bus, or the four young gentlemen that sat at the lunch counter, you know, social change always makes people uncomfortable, which is that's why people are doing what they're doing. They want to take something where there's a public event, and they want to make sure that they use that event to make sure that other people know that they don't feel like they're being treated fairly. And what we tried to do in this book, The Good Fight, was to look across all these different groups of people and to tell their stories and to tell both sides of it. I mean, the book is not a left-wing book or a right-wing book. It's basically hundreds of individuals telling very personal stories. That, in addition to the pictures that you mentioned, thank you for the kind words, in The Good Fight, we also had some really fascinating authors that we invited to write short essays. I didn't know, for example, that George Takei from Star Trek actually grew up in a Japanese internment camp with his family when he was 5 years old. He thought that's what he said. Barbed wire was home for us. We wanted in every case the stories in this book, The Good Fight, to feel like you were sitting across at a coffee shop, you know, sitting at Starbucks with somebody different from you who's telling you their personal experience. And you know, I don't know if you had a chance to try the app, but in addition to really amazing photographs from some of the world's most famous photographers and wonderful essays, there's also this cool thing where you can point your smartphone at 60 different pictures in the book, and it will stream a TED Talk or a YouTube video. And it's really delightful. It's,
very cool. No, I did not do that. I just got the book last night. It came in last night. The UPS guy was, oh, my God, he's going, what's in this thing? I said, wow,
it's a big book.
Yes.
Big book.
Yeah. Well, and it should be heavy for the topic that it deals with. But like you say, you know, for me, I appreciate professional journalism, and I think that's what's been lacking. And when it comes out like this, you go, this is journalism, you know, because today in the information age we live in, anybody can, you know, get behind a microphone. Anybody can write a blog. And, you know, we got all kinds of information out there. Is it truth laden? It's certainly with a perspective in most cases. But if we're not careful and we're not discerning, then we miss out. And meanwhile, what I don't want to lose in the process here is the need and the call for journalism to document history. And this is what you've done. You've looked back and you've documented history with this book. And I think this is so key for us to look at these things, like the story of George Takei, to say he barbed wire was his home. And now look at him. And here it is. For all that Black America went through, and we elected a Black president, and we had a Black attorney general. You know, we've come a long way here. Can we sit down, as you say, at a Starbucks or a coffee shop or wherever, and just have a reasonable conversation about, hey, look, I really want to hear your story. Tell me your story.
So, you know, there's a couple of pictures in the book that I think really speak to this. There's a fascinating story. Do you remember the song Strange Fruit?
I was in the radio, but go ahead.
I kind of feel like the last 18 months of working on The Good Fight has been like what I didn't pay attention to in history class when I was in high school and college. Now I'm going, oh my God, I had no idea. I had little bits and pieces of this, but I didn't know, for example, that, first of all, Time magazine called Strange Fruit the best song of the century. But when Billie Holiday,
exactly,
it was
right.
Really shocking. It was amazing because it was a song about, it was about hangings, right?
Yes, exactly.
Hangings and trees. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't know, it was written by a Jewish guy named Abe Mirapol, who lived in the Bronx. And it was sung at the first integrated nightclub up in Harlem. And it was a song that no one wanted to put on the radio. And then it became a sensation. It became like the number one song in America. And you know, the way that we've used music and movies and art to educate people. I mean, here's a great example. In the early days of media, you saw African Americans portrayed as childlike, as subservient, or as, you know, like less than human, right? Because this is what happens every time we have a new addition to the American culture, whether it's Irish or Italian or Chinese or Japanese or African American.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
Law and Vengeance is somewhat of a follow-up to Law and Disorder. Law and Disorder was also based on a real case. That was more of a very complex environmental case and a very complex pharmaceutical case where people were actually dying because of the conduct of corporations. That was a true story, just like Law and Vengeance is. Law and Vengeance is just an extension of what this law firm, Bergman Dica Thomas, faces every day. The stories can't be made up. They're actually true. And so that's why these novels are fairly easy to write, because you're basing it on what's happened in your office for years. Day after day, you start seeing this kind of corruption.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Break the stains, make your...
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down through the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
That's the way you like me. fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Our conversation with Rick Smullen, CEO of Against All Odds Productions, number one New York Times best-selling author, and also world-renowned National Geographic and Time Life photographer. And he is, boy, I'll tell you, he's done an outstanding job. And just words are... just, you try to find the right words sometimes to describe just how profound and how excellent this new book is, The Good Fight, America's Ongoing Struggle for Justice. And Rick, you know, we were just talking about Billie Holiday's song, and I remember when, you know, that song Strange Fruit in the movie, it showed as she was on the bus watching, you know, seeing the hangings out the window there. And, you know, the first verse is, southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Wow, what a powerful, powerful lyric.
Powerful.
So, yeah, yeah,
so
exactly. But this is all part and parcel of your story. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, throughout the book, we not only have, you know, these wonderful photographs and powerful essays, but we chose six songs that also kind of represented the struggles of each group. And, you know, some of the other ones, there's a wonderful one by Woody Guthrie called Deportee, about a group of Mexican migrant workers who were being flown over to the United States to work, you know, in the fields, and the plane crashed. And no one even bothered to put up a memorial. Their names were never listed. And so the local community 2 years ago decided to basically do the research and build a memorial to them. And there's this wonderful band called the Last Internacional that did this great little video. So you hear them singing the song, but they actually told the story of how this community in, I think it was in Texas, got together to kind of memorialize these migrant farm workers. And again, such a parallel to how they were regarded at the time of the crash versus today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you utilize, I mean, in addition to, you know, the photos and 180, as it says, provocative photographs, over a dozen insightful essays, bold infographics, plus the smartphone app that you mentioned that enables readers to point their smartphones or tablets at over 60 photos to immediately stream online video clips, including TED Talks that vividly bring each story to life. So this book goes beyond the pages that we look at. You have found a way to really extend its impact.
Well, you know, part of it is I have two teenagers. I've got a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old. Anyone in your audience listening to this knows that the kids would rather look at their phones than at their parents or even at their friends. I mean, we have people come over. You know, the kids bring their friends home after school, and I walk in the living room, and they're all sort of talking to each other. They're all sitting there looking at the damn phones. So,
yes.
While I'm not in favor of that, but if that's how they're learning about the world, I wanted to make sure that A Good Fight also spoke to that generation and reminded them that the world that they are about to inherit is really in their hands. You know, I think one of the things that so many of us have learned over the last year, just watching what's happening in politics, is that, you know, look, you know, Washington is broken, and not just, you know, on the left and the right. I don't think it's working very well for people. Most of us are very frustrated with our politicians who very often, a lot of them, it feels like they're more worried about, you know, getting reelected than actually, you know, doing anything for us.
Right.
And I think that's the sort of sad part of the story. The part of the story that I think is very encouraging is that last year, 800 women said they were going to run for office. And this year, 11,000 women have declared.
I saw that number. That was incredible. How many women ran for office? I didn't think about that number, and so that was a new discovery for me when I saw that.
So I think, you know, if there's a silver lining to the chaos that we're witnessing every single day now in our political sphere and in the world, it's that I think all of us are realizing that Superman is not going to fly down or Superwoman and save the day. I think that everybody's realizing it's up to us. You know,
exactly.
If you feel like the local community of Syrian immigrants in your town are not being treated well, invite them to dinner. There's actually a group of women in New Jersey that have something called the Syrian Supper Club.
Mm.
So it's almost like an immune body response to what they're seeing. I actually want to encourage people to, you know, to step up and, you know, take care of it themselves. Don't wait for somebody else to solve the problem.
Go in and live the solution. I mean, after all, I mean, we've been saying on this show repeatedly, this is a government of, for, by, and we the people, which means that, hey, we got what we deserve. I mean, this is what we voted in. If we want change, then we got to go out and be the change and be an example. We can't look to the Beltway for the examples, because as you say, it's broken. They're so riddled with this worldview that makes it, I mean, they're fighting for all the wrong reasons. They're not fighting for, as you talk about, the good fight. You know, what is that good fight? But the higher call for each human being about the United States of America, what our founding fathers had in mind when they said, hey, look, we're going to put it all on the line, our very lives, our treasure, our honor, everything on the lines for this great American experiment. And here today in the 21st century America, people get a hangnail and they're, you know, they're ready to go out and find a Democrat or a Republican they don't like. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, there's a great quote by President Clinton who said, "There's nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what's right with America." And
yes,
I think it's that
good
sense of, you know, we have lots of problems, but we also, I think, you know, with all the complaints, do you really want to live someplace else? I think we still have, you know, I think this is still a land of opportunity. I'm not Pollyannish. I don't think by any means we've solved the vast majority of problems, but I think we're the trend line in the past, at least until the last year, has been a pretty positive one in terms of, you know, welcoming and opening our arms and trying to make our society one that's very inclusive and open and where you can earn your own way and, you know, where everybody's got an equal chance of success. And I think that's the promise that we all grew up with. That was the promise of our forefathers. And I think that should be the goal, regardless of whether you're Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to your point, imagine what it would be like if your kids were growing up in, North Korea or maybe Syria right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we have a lot of problems here. But, you know, when you look at the problems in the rest of the world, we're not too bad. There's a couple of stories in The Good Fight that I think give people a great sense of hope. And I'm sure you heard about the story, but I live in New York City, and last fall, a bunch of people got on the subway in the middle of winter, and somebody had put swastikas all over the ads in the subway car.
Right.
And one of the guys, and people were not looking at each other. They're kind of like, not my problem. And one guy stood up and said, "Are you all comfortable with this? Like, we should do something about this." And one woman said, "I've got hand sanitizer," and people started pulling out tissues, and somebody videotaped this whole thing. And here, you know, 100 different strangers who all said, "We're not putting up with this," and they all cleaned the walls of the subway car in New York, which is almost unimaginable, right?
Great story.
There were a bunch of Jewish graveyards that were desecrated last year.
Yes, exactly. I remember. Right.
And the local Muslim community put up a fundraising page and raised $150,000 to rebuild the Jewish cemetery. It's just, you know, there are all these, the media doesn't tend to cover those things because they're not as, you know, horrific and dramatic as the bad stories. But we wanted to put all of this together in the book in one place, because I think over this coming Thanksgiving holiday season and when families are home over the holidays, you know, this is a topic that's going to come up. And we thought The Good Fight, America's ongoing struggle for justice, would be a really interesting way to trigger some very interesting conversations amongst family members.
Well, without a doubt, I'll tell you what, you put it in the coffee table when the guests come over, come Thanksgiving, this is going to attract a lot of eyes and open up a lot of conversations. And dare I say, it might even temper some of the conversations that heretofore we've heard happen around the Thanksgiving table, unfortunately. But this is a very dramatic blessing, Rick, what you guys have been able to put together here. And I thank you for the good fight and the effort that went into it, because I know it wasn't easy. The Good Fight, America's Ongoing Struggle for Justice, the book available at all the usual places and linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. Our guest is Dr. Sherrard Paul and his book, The Genetics of Health, Understand Your Genes for Better Health. You know, Dr. Paul, you know, I could shed, a little bit of extra weight that I'm carrying that I'd rather not have. But I've been in pursuit of trying to find this metabolic balance to where, you know, the weight would just naturally fall off as opposed to me having to do something extreme.
Yes, but like I said, you know, particularly a few things we discussed in your metabolism, like increasing omega-3 fish, cutting out as much gluten as possible, things like that for you will actually make a difference as well, because it just optimizes you. And that's why the book was called The Genetics of Health as opposed to Illness. So what I find is, when I was traveling through America for this book, what I found is most of the gene tests are really for illness, so they're trying to see, are you going to get Alzheimer's, are you going to get this? But the problem with that approach is many of the diseases we're testing for, we don't have any cure for. So I really think stress is such a big part of life anyway that even the stress is going to then kill you. So I really think, so what we decided is we wouldn't test for any diseases, but we'll test for wellness. What it means is we're testing for stuff which you can do now, which means over time, will prevent diseases and you can live fitter and stronger and also optimize your performance.
The study that you do with this gene test, because the goal here in the genetics of health is to eat according to your gene type. So explain to our audience how they discover their gene type so they can start eating in a more healthy, responsible way.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. So people just go to the website. They can just do the genetics of health.com, and then you can just order your own gene test, or you can come to my website, sherrardpaul.com, and you can order the gene test. And basically, we send your kit to your address in America. You collect the saliva sample, and you send it back. We then process it, so we analyze it. It takes about a month, and then you'll get a personalized report. So what we do is,
The test cost $299 plus shipping.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really we give you a full personalized report, so we don't actually charge any extra after that to interpret the results. So you don't get any gobbledygook. You get a plain language summary, and I'll sort of give you some personal bits as well.
Exactly. Well, and in the areas that you cover, I mean, we're talking exercise, your risk of dementia, you know, the benefits of, you say, dance and stress on our genes, and how anxiety and being a scaredy cat can make you live longer.
Yeah, no, it's the other. I mean, and that's funnily, it just means that just happened from evolution. So because we actually live in the safest of times, even though when we hear, you know, all the tragedies that's happened recently, it doesn't seem like that. But having said that, overall, you know, 100,000 years ago when man left Africa, the world was much more dangerous because a lot of predators and people were being killed by shepherds with tigers and things like that. So the scaredy cats survived because they were still in the caves, not going fighting the battles. Likewise, the procrastinators survived because they were still sharpening their tools, saying, I'm not ready. And so many of us carry those genes, which means we're naturally stressed and we're naturally procrastinators. So it ended up becoming a gene that survived because more of these people survived.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for people, you know, as you say, you've made it easy for people to, you know, take the test by going to your website. You'll send them a packet. Saliva, it's really easy. I look at, if I can handle this, you can handle it. It's a no-brainer. And you send it off to Dr. Paul, and they do their analysis, and you break it down for them. What is it, 21 different, different readouts, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
And so then along the way, you know, they're able to, you know, get the information so you can make the adjustments and eat according to your gene type. It's just that simple. Am I correct?
That's right. And also, you know, you can also exercise for your gene type. And, you know, if people, you know, people can also just read the book first and there's information about the gene test at the back. But it's really about, like I mentioned in the book, there's certain things which are intuitive, which you don't need to test for. For example, dances like tango are really, really good for dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So if nothing else, then you have a family, so you may as well start dancing the tango. So, you know, there's a lot of things like that which I didn't think when I was researching for the book. I thought I'd be writing about yoga and tai chi and things like that because they're a lot more popular and a lot more fads about it. But I didn't realize tango was the single most important thing for things like Parkinson's and dementia. It outstripped every other form of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even things like Celtic dancing, you know, like river dance and things like that because of the leg movement. And, So I was actually funny. I went on a book tour of Ireland recently and I said to them, finally the world can forgive you guys for river dance. They loved it because I said, I'm not forgive flatly, but I can forgive you guys because at least it reduces the risk of dementia. So we had a good laugh.
Well, that's great. Well, as you were, you know, you mentioned, you know, you were surprised by that. Any other surprises in your research that you discovered as you were putting together the genetics of health?
Yeah, a couple of things. One was the coffee one because the caffeine gene is 50% of us are fast metabolizers and 50% are slow. So what it means is as in you know, that's a very high percentage of people for whom they need to limit their coffee, otherwise it can increase the risk of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a study done in youngsters in Canada, and then it was actually replicated again in Asia to show it's worldwide. So that was a surprise that, because you always hear reports, coffee is very good, and then you hear reports, coffee is very bad. And so for the public, it's often confusing. Is it good or bad, you know? So it is both depending on your gene type.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was the vitamin C gene. As simple as, you know, one in five people carry it, and if you don't increase your dietary vitamin C, like oranges or something, you can indeed develop diabetes or heart disease or high blood pressure later on. Mm-hmm. That was another surprise. The other thing which was a surprise was many people who said to me that they were sure they were gluten intolerant were not necessarily, and the people who didn't know but just felt they were lacking energy ended up being gluten intolerant. So I don't think it's intuitive, but if you really, you know, a celiac obviously know it, but if you are moderately intolerant, you probably just think you are often.
Right. Yeah, for me, I'm as you discussed, we discussed previously, I'm a little bit on the border. I have to be sensitive to it, and I can't, you know, I just do those things like we talked about in our first conversation, which is wisdom from my mother, is that, you know, she's 93, and she says to me, I just eat those things that make me feel good. If something that doesn't make me feel good, I just don't eat it again. I go, that's pretty wise.
Absolutely. But you see, but at that time, you know, when she was young, there was very little processed food. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, it was easier to do that. But now you don't know what's in a lot of things unless you look at the back of the packet if you're reading from a packet. So I think that's something. But the other thing that really so interested me was the sugar thing, because what really was interesting is caffeine, for example, dulls our sweet taste receptors. So if we say put Coke or Pepsi or any of the fizzy drinks in front of you and you took the caffeine out of it, and I gave it to the same person who was enjoying it, they couldn't drink it anymore because it was too sweet.
Yes.
And then I thought, that's crazy. Why would you need so much sugar? And here's what's the interesting thing, and it makes me sound like a conspiracy theorist, which I'm not. It may be an accident.
Yeah.
But there is as much sugar in those drinks, just enough to addict you to them, to target your opiate receptors. If you add a little less sugar, you wouldn't get addicted. But then you would have to add the caffeine for you to be able to tolerate so much sugar. It actually seemed quite crazy, the coincidence that all these fizzy drinks which have caffeine have a much higher sugar content, because enough to hook you onto them, and that's the reason why they add the caffeine, so you can actually add more sugar and you won't taste it.
So you gave everybody a little bonus there. That's great. Some bonus information. Well, that's excellent. Well, as we wrap things up, Dr. Paul, what is the most important takeaway that you want your readers and our listeners to get from your book?
I think the most important thing is, you know, irrespective of, you know, families and everything else, we can control our gene expression. So, you know, genes are a blueprint, not our destiny. So, you know, we can maximize our own potential and be the best we can be by just making little tweaks ourselves. And it takes just a little bit of work for massive gains later on.
Well, there it is. Dr. Sherrard Paul, his book, The Genetics of Health, Understand Your Genes for Better Health. Dr. Paul, as we wrap it up real quick, remind everybody the website and where they can go.
Yeah, they can just go to thegeneticsofhealth.com, or they can go Sherrard Paul, SHARAD Paul.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Open the pod bay doors now.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us as always. And it's good to be talking to our old friend. It's been a while since we've had a chance to reconnect after we took the test and put all his wisdom to the test here regarding a DNA readout as to, you know, my own personal way of eating and the foods that I should be concerned about. Dr. Sharad Paul is with us. Dr. Paul, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
It's good. My pleasure, Bill.
Well, Dr. Paul, of course, he is the New Zealander of the Year finalist and author of Genetics of Health. Just to bring everybody back to summary and so they understand Genetics of Health, I'm going to let you summarize it very briefly here, and then you can read out my analysis and what you were able to discover.
Okay, so firstly, genes are a blueprint, but they're not our destiny. So we can really control our gene expressions and we can actually make them secrete useful proteins. So that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, there are many types of gene tests where people test your entire genome. I don't do that. I just focus on wellness. I test for things which we can take actions to prevent diseases down the track or be healthier, fitter, stronger, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have given us the book that has been out since April, The Genetics of Health. Understand your genes for better health. That's what this is all about. Dr. Paul, of course, recognized one of the best in his field, surgeon, academic, and philanthropist. And he combines, as he says, everyday health with evolutionary biology and explains how to improve your overall wellness by following a diet and exercise plan based on your gene type. Seems rather simple, and it makes a lot of sense, Dr. Paul.
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple. Like, you know, for example, there's a particular gene, a vitamin C gene, for example, you know, a fifth of us can't metabolize it properly, which means it's as simple as you needing to eat an extra orange a day or an extra pepper.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do that, per year your waist circumference goes up by 1 point, your blood pressure goes up by 1 point, your sugar goes up, and by the time you're middle-aged, you've got a sugar problem or you're overweight. And this could have been prevented without medication by just eating an extra orange. And I think it's a no-brainer, really. You know, we can take charge ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And so in the book, he addresses how to eat for your gene type. getting your genes tested, because you need to know what it is and how you should adjust your lifestyle and eat accordingly, which is what you did for me, Dr. Paul.
That's right. And we're just about to reveal your results. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's pull back the curtain and tell me how many mistakes I've made over the years here.
That's it. All right, so let's go. So to start off with, the first one we looked at was your drug metabolism, which is like specifically we looked at caffeine, but you're fine, so you can mm-hmm. drink all the coffee you want.
Good.
Then we looked at fitness.
See, when you said that, I said, okay, now I can let my guard down, because generally it's amazing how many people will tell you right up, well, coffee's bad for you. You don't want to have any kind of coffee, but, so that was good to hear. All right, so anyway, so I can have as much coffee.
That's ideally, obviously, you don't want to have more than 400 milligrams a day, which is like more than four cups, but generally you're pretty good.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. So the next one we looked at was the fitness or sluggish genes, and you don't have a particular motivation to exercise. Like, you're not a guy who's going to get up in the morning and think, yes, I'm going to go for a run. That isn't you. With a bit of goading, you'd probably get there. So that's mm-hmm. what your genes say anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, you are naturally suited to power and strength exercises, so which means that if you did a little bit of weight training as part of your exercise, that will suit you better than endurance training.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so actually I joke about it here in New Zealand, because New Zealand rugby is a religion, and if you know the rugby scrum, we need, when all the yes. kids are at the same age, you don't know who is going to become the grunt up front and who are going to be the wingers, like your quarterbacks, but we can tell.
So, right, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, so you were more suited to the front of the scrum here. You're not a quarterback according to your genes.
Okay, I'm a front scrummer. Okay, all right.
That's it.
Okay.
So the next part is the stress genes, which are pretty good. You're not really, particularly a stressful person. The next one is we looked at the metabolism of fat. And here it's interesting, you're pretty good for all your saturated fats and things, but your omega-3 fat metabolism is not as good, so you need to actually eat more fish and fish mm-hmm. oils and omega-3, like walnuts and flaxseed and those kind of stuff. So it's okay. important that you increase that.
Right. Plus you said pumpkin pie. We're getting ready to go into pumpkin pie season, so that's perfect. Okay.
That's right. The pumpkin right. pie is coming next. So then we looked at your pigment ones, which is basically vitamin D and folic acid. And these are quite interesting, because both of these, you have the variant which is higher risk. So basically what it means is you need to increase your vitamin D intake. So you need mm-hmm. to not only get, obviously sunshine, but also you need to eat as much, fish like salmon and cod and things like that. I'm assuming you're not vegetarian.
No.
Yeah, so basically if people were vegetarian listening to your show, then they should, they can take vitamin D tablets or things like that. But basically for you, you have a risk of getting low vitamin D, which means, it increases, not only decreases muscle strength, increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, various things. Also, folic acid is very important. Again, the same thing, your folic acid gene is that MTHFR, which is a well-known gene, because it increases homocysteine levels, and homocysteine then can lead to heart attacks, so it's really important to increase folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, that's basically green leafy vegetables, and also, it's good to get a blood test for folic acid once a year. If it's low, it's important to correct it.
Right.
The other ones are three, so you've got a few to go. So these were, and then we looked at your salt genes, you're fine. But it also, your sugar gene is interesting, because some people have a gene which means that if they eat a lot of sugar, they increase their risk of diabetes, and you are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you also have a sweet tooth. We actually can tell in some people, it says that at least you've got a gene for having a sweet tooth.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
And the rest of it, you're fine with your starch digestion and stuff. But then coming to vitamin A, which is the pumpkin pie. So vitamin A, again, you have a problem with metabolizing both vitamin D, which I mentioned earlier, and vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin A is basically found in liver and beef liver and chicken livers and all that. But also in America, the pumpkin pie, one slice has got about 500 units of it, and you have a risky one, so you can actually eat some pumpkin pies and also liver. The vitamin C gene was the one I was mentioning earlier, and that you're fine with. But you also have a couple of important genes coming up. The first one is slightly lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
So what it means is that you'll be fine with cheese and ice cream and sour cream and cottage cheese and all that kind of stuff, mozzarella. But if you had a lot of milk, you'll actually find that not only you may find your energy levels lower, but you may find that you're getting a bit bloated, you're feeling a bit uncomfortable in your stomach.
Right, right.
So it may well be that if you're having coffee and you're having it black, that's fine. Otherwise, you may want to experiment with trying. I mean, I have a bit of it myself, and I actually just use a bit of soy milk or something like that nowadays. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you go, and people do have lactose-free ones, but
right,
it's worth a shot.
Mm-hmm.
The most significant one is gluten. You know, you hear a lot about it, and when we tested a lot of people, most people who think they're gluten intolerant are not, so it became a bit of a fad. But I really, in your case, you have a medium gluten intolerance. So what it really means is you wheat-based products, you will have a little bit of problem, and it's quite important for energy levels. So, for example, the tennis player Djokovic, you know, the Novak, he had gluten intolerance, and he's always run out of puff in the fourth set before, and everybody used to think he was tanking. And then eventually he wrote in his book that when he found that he was medium gluten intolerant, he cut it out, and then he became number one. So I guess that could, if that's an issue that you find that when you're doing endurance stuff or whatever, you're running out of puff, it could be this. So what it means is you'll be fine with rice, you'll be fine with raw oats, you'll be fine with, but it's just wheat. Anything which makes the bread nice and chewy is probably a little bit of a problem for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then, of course, one last one, a little bit of low iron. You can also have a low iron, but if you're eating all the other stuff which you're supposed to eat, which we just mentioned, you'll be fine. And then the last two we looked as part of the 21 genes is the risk of Achilles tendon injury. You're fine. Like, some people have a particular risk in the sense that they need to strap their ankles when they're exercising. And the other gene we look for is weight loss with protein. Like, some people, you know, you hear about Atkins and various diets where people went on protein diet and they lost weight. They have a particular gene for it, but you don't. So you just have to stick to what I just said.
That's it. Well, that's great. Well, this is good stuff here, Dr. Paul. I appreciate you sharing with us. And if you can do another segment, we'd like to do another segment with you and really just focus and, again, remind everybody on this process and how they can engage with you and, you know, make the adjustments in their lifestyle that will have them feeling better than they've ever felt before, because they're going to be eating according to their genetics. Dr. Sherrod Paul has been with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.